Today on our feature, we're joined by Matt Youngman, the Farm Progress Show manager. And Matt, as I said to you before starting, hard for me to believe, but I looked at the calendar. We're just slightly over 5 weeks away from this year's Farm Progress Show at Decatur.
It is. It is coming right at us. And by the volume of phone calls and emails and meetings that I have, you could kind of tell by my activity that it's getting a little bit hectic already.
So are things starting to already get assembled there?
Yeah, it's kind of funny, you know. One of the busiest times is right about now when we're between a month and 2 months out from the show, and you know the show program's getting ready to go to print, so you have to have all those details put together. The exhibitors are really turning their attention to it, and so they're making their phone calls to make sure that they have all of their things in order, so that the folks they send on the road to set their exhibit up are prepared and ready to go. And it's just that busy time of year when there's a lot of activity going on around the show.
Well, and as I understand it, you're struggling with some weather issues there as well, because you were wanting to actually expand the show site this year.
Yeah, we made the decision to put on an expansion to the show. When we came into the year, we kind of expected that things in a, you know, at that time in a sub $4 corn environment, that you know we would just fill the exhibit field and be happy with that, and we wouldn't have an annex. And so we did our mapping and got everybody laid out, and we had 125 companies on the outside looking in. And so with that, made the decision to spend the money to build a 400,000 square foot expansion to the show site instead of another annex like we did in 2013. And got the ball rolling, got the wheels moving, and we're doing the construction. All of the storm sewer drainage as of yesterday is now in. The water lines for the fire hydrants are in, and they're if we can have a good rest of this week and into next week, they're going to be doing the lime modification to solidify the base of the roads, and then very quickly turn it over to the landscapers and exhibitors and get those exhibits put in place. But that Mother Nature's been a little rough on us, and so it's going to be kind of working right up to the gun in order to get everything done on that expansion area.
For those who are familiar with the show site there in Decatur, which way is this annex being built, south, east, or west?
It's actually building southwest. So the area where the ride and drives used to be, the antique tractors used to be, that area, if you're real familiar, you'd know Gate 9 is the southwest corner down by John Deere. That's where, and that leads over to Richland Community College. That's the direction that we're moving, expanding the show site, moving the fences, basically right down to the Richland Community College campus, down into that direction. So it ties the facility nicely into the college. It moves the gate closer down there to where we park all those buses, and gives a lot of several exhibitors who wanted to expand have expanded and have a bigger presence there. But primarily, it is the folks that are new to the show and the folks that are going to be participating in the UAV demonstration. We're going to do, for lack of a better term, we're going to do drone demos. And a lot of those new drone companies, UAV companies, are down in that quadrant of the show.
Yeah, that should be an interesting addition to this year's Farm Progress Show.
It is. You know, people come to the show and they want to see the latest technology. Well, that's the latest technology. And you know, a lot of people have heard about it, and maybe this will be their first opportunity to take a look at one flying and see what it does and talk to the manufacturers and see perhaps how this kind of technology can impact their operation.
Do you know if we're at the point yet where if an individual comes over and talks with a company, they can actually maybe purchase one there?
They would be able to purchase one, yes. They wouldn't be able to fly. You have to have your own certifications through the FAA to fly one, but they're going to be able to see the manufacturers fly, have the conversation, and then those exhibitors are there to do business. So I think that they would certainly be happy to sell something.
And I imagine based on this year, a lot of people will be quite interested in that.
I think so. You know, just at our farm, I would love to have one just to go look at what I assume are drowned out wet holes that are you know, it's quite a hike to get out and see them. It would be a lot easier to just fly one of these things over and take a look at it and see what we have.
So I wondered when I understood that the expansion was taking their place there, that is going to be, to make sure I'm right on this, a permanent expansion area?
It is, in fact.
So
it is going to have storm sewer drainage. It's going to be inside the fence. The 6 foot admission fence is going to expand around it. It doesn't have at this point any electrical distribution, because, you know, we kind of want to use it, we want to have it in the future to be flex space area, where if we need to put it back into plots or we need to put it into ride and drives or something like that, we're purposely not putting a lot of obstacles out there. But for this year, it's going to be graveled roads, and it's going to be, you know, it, other than the graveled roads, it's going to be laid out and look exactly like the rest of the exhibit field.
So the reason for the question is, that's another a pretty big commitment on the part of the Farm Progress companies. Is it kind of a joint effort between you and Richland Community College?
It is. They've helped us. They've helped us a lot with it. And you know, it's one of those things. It's a big number that we are shelling out, and then Richland is helping with a lot of the on-site support and helping run the traps. You know, it's a lot different building something like this within the city limits than it is out in a cornfield somewhere. So, you know, they're helping us with some of that. You know, some of those legalities to make sure that we're falling within the rules and oversight on it. And then, you know, the other big component that they bring to the table is that once we're all gone and the show is over, they have to take care of it. And so that's kind of something that gets forgotten about, is all the work that goes on in the 23 months that we're not there to keep that show site in shape. And this just makes more maintenance for them.
Well, that would raise the question, how many more years at this point is the contract for to have it there at Decatur?
We are there through 2027 right now, I believe, is the current contract. But obviously, there's not any worries and not any plans on the horizon to do anything different. We have every intention of you know, doing our next 50 years at these two permanent show sites, rotating even-numbered years in Boone, Iowa, and odd-numbered years in Decatur, Illinois.
So at this point, from the exhibitor standpoint, you mentioned for lack of better term, we all use the term drones. What other new type of exhibits are you seeing? And I'm kind of wondering, are we seeing, you know, more of the promotion of agriculture-type exhibits?
You know, your farm bureaus and some of those kind of folks, they are going to be doing that. They're going to be doing you know, the educational kind of things. It is kind of what it's always been. It is the newest, the latest, the greatest in agriculture. You know, AGCO has a huge rollout on the books. They are coming to the market with a UAV. You know, John Deere, as you would expect, Monsanto. I just got a whisper of a celebrity that's going to be on the show site at 11 o'clock on Wednesday. I can't say who that is yet or who's bringing them, but it's going to be, there's going to be some excitement on the show site at 11 o'clock on Wednesday. You know, just seeing that email yesterday afternoon, it was kind of thrilling for me and my wife and my kids that we're going to get to see this guy. So, just lots of fun things happening at the show, and a lot of you can feel the energy starting to build around the event already.
And as you mentioned that, of course, from the education standpoint, still kind of get a lot of support both from what, University of Illinois and Purdue?
We do get some from Purdue, but the University of Illinois really steps forward. We get exhibits from Southern Illinois University and Illinois State, as well as the Department of Ag really steps forward. They have the same size exhibit as the University of Illinois. There's kind of a row of those guys right down there on West Avenue, and certainly an opportunity for everybody to go back and either have a conversation with the alma mater or learn a little bit about what's going on within Extension.
And I would assume with the year that we've had, there's going to, and you're talking about the expansion here, it's difficult to see it in one day. People might want to plan on coming more than one day.
Might want to plan on coming more than one day. And one thing that we shouldn't forget when we're talking about the weather, while we have had a lot of rain and it's been hard on getting the expansion built, we have been getting good heat. And we did get the field demo crops in on time, and those are on a great pace. You know, I think that is not a worry right now. We are going to run field demonstrations, and we are certainly excited about that. We've been 2 years now of cool summers and not able to run demos, so we're really, really excited about that. Going to run tiling demonstrations out there, just a lot of activity planned. I think we're up to 7 ride and drives that are going to be out there. Lots and lots of activity out there in that demo area.
And for people that might be asking the question, the cost?
Cost is $15 at the gate. You can buy advance tickets at farmprogressshow.com for $10. And then you can also get your tickets to the Craig Morgan concert on Wednesday night as well at the website.
Now, that if they came more than one day, that would be 15 per day?
That is correct, yep.
Okay. And you did mention the crops. How are the crops faring over there? I mean, if they're on schedule maturity-wise, what are you expecting?
Well, they really look good, you know, other than what you would expect, which is some low spots that we've lost. There's been a lot of tile that's been put into those farms in the last couple of years, and so they've stood up. I tell you, they've stood up a lot better than they would have a couple of years ago with this much water. But you know, I think that the yields are going to be good, and I think that that this early hybrid of corn that we have planted is taking it very well and should put on a great display for the visitors.
And as you mentioned, perhaps someone guessed that might show up on that Wednesday. I guess I was wondering, headed in with all the presidential candidates, wonder how many of those might show up. And what kind of a challenge does that pose to you if some of those do show up?
Well, until we're down to two candidates, we kind of treat them like citizens. You know, we really work hard to make sure that whatever they want to do, they're welcome to come wander around the show and talk to farmers and that kind of thing. And when you get this kind of a crowd together, politicians sort of inevitably follow. But that would anything that they're going to be doing is something that we're going to be working hard to make sure it doesn't take away from the focus of the event, which is the farmers having conversations with these exhibitors. That's the core of what we're trying to get done here. And if there are politicians or celebrities or things like that come along with that, that's fine, but we really try to keep our eye on the ball in terms of putting on a good trade event for the growers that come to the event.
And I didn't ask when we were, I was asking about the cost, the hours of the show?
Hours are 8 to 5 on Tuesday and Wednesday, and 8 to 4 on Thursday.
And the traffic, now that you've been there several years, that's pretty much down to a science at this point?
It is. It runs really, really well, and you know, we're fortunate that there aren't any big construction projects going on that are going to hinder or force us to change any of the routes. We're in good shape to run the same routes that we've been running there since 2005, and obviously every year we sit down after the show and figure out what tweaks we need to do, so we're always tweaking on it a bit. But you know, in terms of the primary traffic flows, they are all what folks expect.
And again, to go over the dates, I'm not sure if we mentioned the dates exactly.
Sure. The show will always be the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in front of Labor Day. So with Labor Day being late this year, the show dates are in September, September 1, 2, 3, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd this year.
And I would anticipate that looking at the crops here, even though we got planted early, the rains kind of delayed the maturity, would anticipate a lot of people going over. Some people, if they do want to go 2 days, a lot of people will take campers. What do they need to do there?
That's exactly right. We'll have a dedicated camper lot. Come on over starting Monday, the day before the show at noon. That's when we'll open the gates for the camper lots. And as long as you're a self-contained camper, there aren't any hookups, but there's also not any charge. So bring your camper over, park it, and come enjoy the show for all 3 days.
And we'll wrap up simply by saying it sounds like a great venue, and you tell me that there has been no pullback from any of the exhibitors whatsoever in light of the $4 corn price.
Which was really staggering to us. You know, these exhibitors are all taking the same footprint or more than what they've done in the past, maybe backing off on a few sponsorships here and there, but for the most part, they are all on 100% and wanting to put on a good show for these growers.
And the last thing I'll make a comment, even though you get to be the spokesman on air with me, you've got a great staff that behind the scenes and during the show that do an awful lot of work, and probably those people don't get the recognition they deserve.
You are exactly right, and I end up getting a lot of credit for work I didn't do, and I am humbled by all of those folks that you see wandering around the show working in those blue FPS hats. Those are the folks that actually make it happen, and I appreciate you bringing them up.
Well, a couple, 3 weeks, we'll try and touch back again and get another update.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Roger.
And again, my thanks to Matt Youngman, the Farm Progress Show manager. And as we said, of course, he's got a great staff there. So that show coming up September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd on the east side of Decatur. And you might want to plan, because I think it's going to be a tremendous show this year.